Welcome to the Joyful Health Show. I'm your host, Casey Schuler, mom, personal trainer, and Bible study author, and I'm here to help you discover joyful health by grace. Have you ever thought, I've been trying to work through my food and body issues on my own, but I'm feeling a little stuck, like I'm not getting anywhere, or I'm not experiencing the freedom that I think I should be. I have been there too. And once I started working with the right coaches one-on-one, my progress was like night and day. I couldn't believe how quickly I grew with that one-on-one support. So now I know that when I have a major block, I want to get help sooner rather than later because I know it changes every other part of my life. And this is why we feel so strongly about one-on-ones that I want to make sure you know what we have to offer here at the Joyful Health Collective for you. So if you can imagine never having to get your body, quote, beach ready again, never even having to think about that, if you can imagine walking into a reunion just full of confidence in the Lord, and completely at peace with the food on the table. Or imagine picking up a new physical activity because it makes you feel alive, strong, and more connected to God instead of the calorie burn. You could do the work on your own, or you can do it with a professional who has invested much of her life into learning the human body, connecting with God, who is the ultimate healer, and who has a passion to help others go from stressed to at rest for their health. So we are here to take you along a direct path to healing your relationship with food and exercise, to challenge those old ways of thinking, to empower you to make choices that align with who God created you to be by grace for joy. You don't have to rely on Google or guesswork. There is a real life expert waiting to meet with you. So let me introduce you to our non-diet Christian dietitian, Krista Smith. Here's a little bit more about her.
Hi friends, my name is Krista Smith. I am a registered dietitian based just outside of Oklahoma City. I have primarily specialized in sports and human performance as well as gut health, working with a variety of clients along the way. And even some subspecialties, including disordered eating and impaired food and movement relationships. For the last few years, I've taught at Cedarville University, and I've consulted with the athletes and even our community there, and developed talks for my church and for women's events. And it has truly been my greatest pleasure working with Christian athletes and active individuals who are desiring to seek the Lord in their health and wellness journeys to ultimately serve Him with their whole hearts, their whole bodies, their whole minds. My husband is a theologian, a professor, and a book author, and we have four amazing kiddos together. And I love spending my time with them and playing outside and cooking and always finding fun new foods to try and enjoy with them. I am so excited to be part of Joyful Health Co. And I'm so looking forward to working with you.
Okay, now that you've heard from Krista, here is what you will get when you sign up with her. You will get your own customized wellness dashboard. And here at Joyful Health, we want to prioritize your highest impact health habits. So we're going to ask you about, you know, your personal vision and mission statements. We're going to help you work through that so your life can be an overflow of your greatest purpose in the Lord. You're going to also get access to our monthly membership so you can have that group support, along with daily devotionals to continually renew your mind. And with Krista, you get one-on-ones with her. The first month you have an intensive, and the other months include two different calls, one every other week, with homework for continued growth. And she will be a touch point for you every other week that you're not meeting with her, so you have that continued support. She is also a certified health coach, which means her services are eligible for HSA or FSA reimbursement. So I encourage you to check with your employer and your insurance to see if you qualify for that. And bonus, we will give you access to our Joyful Health course if you don't already have that. It's created by a registered dietitian and personal trainer to help you build that foundation of grace with intuitive eating and joyful movement principles. So we want to make sure that you have all the education, all the equipping you need to feel empowered through your life. So if you are feeling stuck with diets, want some individualized support with intuitive eating, and are at increased risk for disease, meeting with a registered dietitian can really provide the long-term benefits that you might need. So find out if working with a non-diet Christian dietitian is right for you. You can book a discovery call with Krista by heading to joyfulhealth.co/shop. Don't wait any longer to get that healing that you need. So get started today. We can't wait to meet with you. Hey, Joyful Health friends, welcome back to the show. I'm so excited about this episode because we will be talking about joyful movement, and we haven't had an episode on joyful movement in a while, and that is a huge passion for me. But today we get to hear from Bree Joy. Welcome, Bree, to the show.
Hello, I'm pumped to be here. Very, very excited to share my story.
Yes, me too. And friends, if you don't know her, she is a holistic personal trainer, a nutrition coach, and a group fitness instructor. We have a lot in common. She is a wife of 12 years and mother of 3 young children. She has a passion for helping others establish a connection to God through fitness, stillness, and fellowship. She also has a degree in youth and family ministry, which has been very useful in equipping the body of Christ, which is what we're all about here, especially in this season of the podcast, young and old, through different ministries, events, and small groups, as well as raising her kids in the faith. Okay, so Bree, let's jump right into it. So we have kind of the overall view of who you are, your passion in your family and for others. Tell us a little bit more about your background. How did you get here to where you are today?
Sure. So my husband and I, we moved to Connecticut recently, about 1.5 years ago, where we are currently pastoring young adults with a young adult ministry at our church. So ages 18 to 35, it's a whole different ballgame. And it's just new things are coming up, new words, new slang terms like that we have to stay on top of. But it's really, really cool to connect with people that we just came out of that phase of life, and we can look back and see how God supported us and God taught us and just come alongside them in the ministry there. And I also recently just started teaching faith and fitness classes at our church alongside that. So I was on a hiatus from teaching group fitness for a few years. So to get back into it is really exciting. And it feels like a dream. But it's also my passion to give people room to have fun with movement and exercise, as well as like the peace of stillness too, of just giving people that space and experience to connect with God when it's quiet. So with my classes, I love to get people like moving and having fun and embracing the awkward and showing up and just moving. But also at the end, I just allow for a time of just being still and being loved and giving them space of quietness to just, like, how often do we get that in our life? So that's great. And then doing it together in community, there's nothing like that. My personal story and how Jesus transformed my heart is taking this anxious girl that I was. I had health anxiety, performance anxiety, and he just brought wholeness into my life. So, and it's interesting to look at like the things that I've battled in my life of health anxiety and performance anxiety. It's parallel to what he's called me into of like teaching people how to steward their bodies and their health well, without fear. And then also, you know, teaching, you're kind of performing in a way, but to do that in the way of love, the way God's restored my heart, instead of anxiousness and being enough, is that now I can grasp joy, and now I can grasp what it is to be free and do that with love and freedom. So piece by piece, Jesus is just put me back together. The anxious brain that I've had my whole life just feels like scatteredness, right? So Jesus came alongside me and just stitch those pieces together. And so some of my background in my childhood, I think like going back to our childhood is so important and looking at who we were then, is I was a pastor's kid and I also was involved in theater. Mm. And so you could, and I was an athlete. So if you could imagine like the performance and the anxieties all around putting on a face and showing up and appearing like you're good, you're holy, you're serving the Lord, you know, you're godly, but also like on stage, my mom was very involved in theater as a kid too. So it's generations of acting. And so just being brought up in this and feeling the pressure to perform and the pressure to put on a good show and do it really well, it developed into these anxieties, right? Mm. And through those anxieties, it stole the joy of mm-hmm. of exercise, of living, of even being in relationship with God. And I can look back and see that I was a young woman who, and a child who was fully for God. And I mm-hmm. wore all the Christian t-shirts and showed up to every Bible study and prayer group and everything. And I was behaving like a Christian. I believed the word of God, and I believed his love was so much for other people that I forgot to make it personal with me and just be moved to do all the things by love. And so that restoration of my heart came when I understood that I belonged first as his daughter, and that everything comes from that. My performance, my classes, my health, everything started to stem from that truth. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so with those anxieties and everything, the two lies that came from my joy were that I'm worth more if I appear and look more fit, right? And I look good on the outside. And number two is that I am what I do or while I perform, even the small everyday tasks of like motherhood and my doing of laundry, my keeping my house clean, you know, all those things like that can stir up anxiety on a small level.
Yeah.
So yeah. But I'm seeing like, where do I want to go with this next? My aha moment, I would say, is, have you heard of Young Life before? The Young Life Ministries, they're nationwide for kids.
Yeah, that's how I met my husband.
We were young life leaders together. That's great. My husband and I both worked with it too, like in college and then on staff.
Yeah, so I did admin for a little bit when I had the kids, and now we get to take them to camp.
Amazing. That is so good. Yep. Oh, we had a blast. Their camps are elite.
Yes. Incredible. Highly so recommend good. Family camp at Trail West. It's the best.
Mm-hmm. I like that little ring that you did there.
I didn't even mean to do it. You know, I'm a poet. A jingle. Didn't even
know it. Put a jingle for Young Life together.
That's right.
So I actually did summer staff with Young Life Malibu Camp over in Canada. And funny story with that, when I applied in college, was I thought it was Malibu, California. I was that new to Young Life where I was like, I'm going to Cali, let's go. And so you're a little different. I got an acceptance letter in the mail that said, you're gonna need a passport. And I said, why would I need a passport for California? Oh right, it's Canada. Mm-hmm. But it was beautiful. And so it definitely, so I had this moment like sitting outside on the deck with God, open my Bible to Mark 5, 34. It says, Jesus goes to the daughter, the woman with the issue of blood. Mm-hmm. So she made her way through the crowd, right? And she's just like, maybe Jesus can heal me if I just touch the hem of his garment. Mm-hmm. And so she went, she touched his garment, and Jesus turned around and said, who touched me? And she's like, oh man, am I in trouble? This is my own little rendition, right? Uh-huh. But at the end of that, he heals her. He says, daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering. Sin no more. Mm-hmm. And what stuck out to me with that at this camp as a young woman was the fact that he called her daughter before she started behaving. Mm-hmm. He knew her on this level of being her heavenly father and loving her. And that was where it started. Her life and her healing started by belonging.
Mm-hmm.
And so it gets to me right now. It's like, that's how God healed me from anxiety of performance and health, perceived control, all of these things that I would get so stuck in my head with is Jesus comes and he says, daughter, your faith has made you well.
Mm-hmm.
Back to me, and then go sin no more. Let be free of anxiety. You can now press forward now that you belong,
mm-hmm.
and you hold this belonging everywhere you go. So this has played out into my adulthood too, through leading fitness classes, and being up there and not getting in my head about how is this looking?
Mm-hmm.
I hope I get all the steps right and the choreography. I hope I remember everything. It's like, he's called me into this position of being his daughter, and I get to come alongside him and collaborate with him in this freedom game, right?
Yeah.
So good. So,
yeah. I love your story. Thank you so much for sharing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I can see that, you know, it's like when we hold on to these own little
mm-hmm.
idols or like our own building our own kingdom
mm-hmm.
based off of us, then we don't have room.
Mm-hmm.
We're not able to be open-handed and receive the joy that he has for us. And
right.
So maybe this correlates with your story, but and maybe the work that you do now or the ministry that you have with your family, what's the biggest challenge that you see other Christian women facing when it comes to movement in particular? You know, as a fitness instructor, how are you? What do you see women struggle with the most?
So from what I've seen and heard with like having clients through personal training and group fitness is that they have a difficult time feeling comfortable in their own skin, in their
mm-hmm.
bodies.
Mm-hmm.
There's like this detach, even in the church world, especially in the church world where we like cling to so much of like healing our souls and our spirits, and then we leave our bodies out of it like they're nothing. But
mm-hmm.
God says that our bodies are a temple. They're the house of God. We're these vessels that get to do the job of pouring out his love, the same love and belonging he showed to us. Our body's job is to like, is that ability to bring that to others.
Mm-hmm.
So that's huge for women. I see this disconnect from their bodies of not being able to feel comfortable and also this feeling of needing a prerequisite before getting into exercise or joyful movement of any kind, right? To enjoying or participating exercise, like already being fit or like having that flat stomach, you know, just they get in their head, we get in our head as women's like, oh, but first I have to do this. I have to lose this weight and then I'll be good enough to show up and like move in freedom. But actually no, you just show up as you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, as daughters. So sons and daughters, not just daughters. But sometimes mm-hmm. we think also exercise is a tool to fix our bodies when our bodies are already good. And I love that in Genesis, like God created us and called it very good after everything he created. It was very good. And so just again, like our house, our body is God's house. And when we see exercise as a tool to like fix the house, there's flaws. It's like, no, that's God's job. He's the one that comes and indwells and makes us complete and perfect in him.
Yeah.
So yeah, I would say those are two pretty big challenges.
Yeah. And so being able to speak into that too, mm-hmm. of like to speak that grace to women of, no, because the gospel is not advice. The advice says, here's what to do. And then the gospel says, here's what God has done. And so we have to apply that to every part of our lives, especially when it comes to exercise, and not let ourselves get in our own way. So what would you say is like the old way of exercise? And what do you see as the new way that you feel like the Lord is calling us as daughters into?
Ooh, I love this question. And this like goes right with Ephesians 4, which the Lord keeps bringing up. I For the past couple of weeks, it's just Ephesians 4, build the body. It's about unity and building each other up. And it's also about just leaving the old self behind and putting on that new identity, that new man, that new woman. And it says in verse 22 through 24 of chapter 4, take off your former way of life, the old self corrupted by deceitful desires, to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to put on the new self, the one created according to God's likeness in righteousness, purity of truth. So with this thought here, it's this new identity that God's given us of belonging as sons and daughters to his kingdom with the resources of the Father. Whatever he has in his house, we have access to because he's adopted us in. And so that means everything in our life is affected. It doesn't cancel out and ignore our bodies and the way we move our bodies or the way we nourish our bodies and just leave it for church and our spirits. He says your whole self is new. It's this putting on of your new identity, and you're owning it. And you're talking yourself into it instead of out of that hope and out of that truth. So putting on a new man is like, so when it comes to exercise and way we can joyfully move our bodies, is that we are not thinking so selfishly, so inward. Because we can become so detached from our bodies that we just lose ourselves. But then we can also make it so much about ourselves. And it's just like this weird thing that we have going on where we're like making it about ourselves and what we have to fix. But in doing so, we're detaching from our original design, our belongingness in Christ. So when we make it about ourselves, we navel gaze, we make it about fixing all that's wrong with us and trying to hyper control everything. We're pulling away from that new life, that new identity in Christ. And so what we can do to step into this newness is we got to renew our minds. And that doesn't happen like this in the snap of a finger. It happens with practice, daily showing up and applying the word of God, not just soaking it in. Like, I think we can soak in the knowledge of the word of God, but until we apply it and live it out and like, and change our thoughts and the script of our minds, then we're not going to be free. So we got to soak it in like a sponge and put that sponge to work. Right? So that's the newness of saying like, hey, it's not about me. I belong to him. And so that everything I do, even the way I move my body, is going to reflect that. And I think of how in 2 Samuel, David is just dancing before the Lord. He is losing himself recklessly, right? And it says then, after that, then the people started praising and getting in and shouting praises of joy. And so it was this like contagious joy that started with David owning it and expressing, using his body to express the joy of the Lord. But remember, his wife, Michal, who is up in the window looking down, she was not happy. Was not happy with his joy. And she said there was contempt in her heart. Just like, oh, I can't stand the joy that David's feeling right now. And that happens with us too. I think we have to be ready for that. I know that we have to be ready for that because I've experienced it myself where I let myself go enjoy and I'm just being myself, but then you get these weird side eyes like, where's this story coming from? This is really weird. So not everyone's gonna like your joy. It's going to push people away who haven't experienced it for themselves. And so to not let that stop us from just experiencing and expressing joy.
For sure. I think self-doubt can be a huge distraction to keeping our eyes on the Lord and what do other people think about us? What should I look like when I do this exercise or whatnot? We're no longer praising the Lord when we're thinking about how we look. We're focused on ourselves and what that idol is. And so, I think you've already kind of gone over this, but like, why is this important and how What are some practical ways that we can start renewing our minds, especially just around movement?
Yeah, so this is good. God's will for our lives is that we become more like him, right? To be conformed to his image, to be like Christ. And one of the characteristics of God is joy. In Psalm somewhere, it says that he rejoices over us, right? And this joy, this bringing out of this characteristic of God in our lives, it looks like just repeating what we see him do in scripture, this dancing, this celebrating. And a lot of times with joy, we can think of it as like, oh, we're happy, but that's not always the case. Joy comes also from suffering. So there's a few ways, like in biblically speaking, that joy comes from its abiding, its fruit from abiding in Christ. So connecting with him, like staying in him, grafted into that vine, right? And so that's fruit. Like joy isn't a feeling, it's a fruit of connection with God. It's also a fruit of suffering. And we see that all over scripture. Colossians 1:24 is an example, rejoicing in suffering, because there's fruit that comes out of it. And another way is a celebration way. So we can think of joyful movement as like, oh, I'm only going to do this when I'm happy. But also, it's more than that. You can celebrate and move your body out of joy, but also God calls us into joy through our suffering. And it's just, it's a fruit of abiding. It's a fruit of suffering. And I think it's just so important that we also grasp that part of joy, that it doesn't always feel good. But it is refining us when we go through suffering and bringing out these buds, these blossoms of joy, that we wouldn't have had if we hadn't pressed into the presence of God through suffering. Yeah. And the second thing, it allows exercise to be worship and enjoyable. So we think of exercise sometimes like the mentality of like, got to burn all the calories, lose all the weight, and build a rigid schedule. And one of my favorite things to do is just go to the gym and do whatever I want and not follow a plan or a program. Just move, just play. That's important too, just understanding like the kingdom way of thinking isn't the worldly way of thinking and exercise. And even just dancing, putting on a song and dancing. That was a huge part of my story that I don't think I actually shared yet, was when I was a kid, one of my favorite things to do was to put dance routines together and to perform them in front of my friends and my family, and also to get my like siblings and my friends in on it, like telling them what to do, what move to do next, to like what part of the song, like
you
Radio Disney
would... back then.
I was, oh my gosh. So it is so cool to look back on my story and see like, oh my gosh, this was planted in me way before time. Like, yeah. I can see like the joy that came from moving my body and dancing way back then, but I also can see what stole it. I can see what stole my joy. And it was just this, the anxiety of performance and doing enough. I saw what earned people's attention and my parents' attention and people's value in me was like, is she hitting that pitch right when she sings that song? Is she nailing down that step move? That started to pull the joy out of the passion that God put in me. And now I was thinking earlier this year of just how you can look back on your childhood and like look at the things that you naturally just went to before the world had its fingers in your passions and on your heart. Like, what were you passionate about as a kid? And I think we can look back at that and be like, that was God planted that. Adulthood, if we've lost ourselves, I think that identity, that shaping, we can kind of look back at childhood and see before our worldview was tainted, what was it that God instilled in us? And with my story, It was movement, joyful movement. It was dance, even when nobody's looking, like in my room, just allowing myself to just be free and dance and just invite God into it. And now I have this daughter, Tiana Brave Joy. She is a girl after my own heart. One of her favorite things to do is get our little JBL speaker, put it out in our big front yard, and just do laps, cartwheels, dance. And she's like doing these punching routines, and she's putting movement to music. And I'm like, Jesus, thank you so much for this picture. Like, it is so full circle. And just the way that God is restoring me back to my original design, and also just making me more like Him.
Mm-hmm.
With even when things are hard and they're suffering, that I have this hope of salvation, and I can move in joy because of that.
Yep.
And I can move in joy because I'm abiding, and that's just a fruit that comes with connecting with a Father.
Mm-hmm.
And I can celebrate because I have this good news to share of like my story of what God's done, and I get to celebrate. I get to share that with other people. Like, how exciting is it to like share good news? Like, I like maybe it's a pregnancy announcement, like, guys, I'm pregnant. I'm not actually pregnant, but it's just this thing to be like excited about. Yeah. This good news. There's joy for everything, movement, food, your life, everything that you can find joy in.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, good. Kind of veered off the question there, but
no. Okay. So, well, if we could recap that. So if we had. But the person who's listening is like, yes, yes, I get it. Amen. Okay, what do I do next? If they had three, you know, steps or practices, would we say that they are abiding and staying in His word and staying close to what He says He is and who we are? And then number two, exercise being a form of worship, because celebration is actually a spiritual discipline. And
yes.
Would number three be remembering what you were passionate about as a kid?
And then, yeah, let's make that number three.
Great.
Yep.
Yeah, and reigniting that and seeing that, oh, this is actually, yeah, before the world kind of tainted it and before we saw culture as our lens instead of kingdom as our lens.
Exactly.
And having Him renew our minds through each and every one of those practices as we go, yes. One degree of glory at a time. So
yes, exactly.
Okay. And you can fold this into maybe what you were about to say. If you had maybe one takeaway for someone about, you know, if they're really struggling with like, or they've always seen exercise as a chore and they can't even think about what made them happy as a kid. What could be one takeaway for that person?
I have two takeaways.
Great.
So first, there's no scale, diet, or tracker that is honest about your health more than joy is. And so to do away with the things that feel rigid and restricting, and give yourself permission to just get a little wild, let loose. Even if it's just the smallest little thing, like, If you put your timer on for 5 minutes and you put a song on and you just move your body, that's enough for that moment in that day. So just this practice of letting go of the things that feel rigid and embracing more freedom. And maybe that looks like trying something new. I highly recommend a group fitness class. Like, there's nothing like suffering together, but also the fruit of that suffering is laughter and joy and maybe a little awkwardness, that like you're in it together. So, and then the second one is, don't wait to feel happy. And I know I already said that, but just don't wait to feel happy to move in joy. Move before joy comes, and you'll see that come out. So one of the things that I learned recently was like, the Hava is Hebrew for hallelujah, which means this clamorous praise, dancing and noise making, right, of heaven. And gosh, what was it that I was looking at? I wrote it down here.
Yeah, the clamorous. I don't think that we embrace that as much in church, or at least in the church that I'm in. We're not very clamorous.
That
exactly when it comes to praise.
It can, it, that's what I was feeling like, you know, at church on Sundays, our praise can feel stuck in the pews. Like we're there, maybe we add a little clap. That just
depends what church you're in, but
it does totally. Yeah. My grandma's Pentecostal and she gets her ribbons out and teaches me how to be free.
Amazing.
So yeah. But yeah, I think like a lot of times emotions get trapped in our bodies and we need to release those, you know, like anger and pain and all that. But also I think we can shove joy down in and we don't experience it until we let it out through movement.
Yeah.
So I think joy can get trapped in our bodies because that's our original design. Mm-hmm. And so just expressing that through worship, through movement. Yeah. So yeah.
I love that. And I also think of our spirit as being, I mean, our spirit is eternal and our spirit lives inside of a mortal for this life body. Mm-hmm. And I think of our spirit as just like a calf in the stall ready to go out and leap for joy, like the Psalms say. I'm like, ooh, that's in us already. And so how can we release that joy? And what kinds of movement do that for you? Try something new, like you said. And I will kind of end this too with one woman who I teach pound class right now, and that's my favorite thing to teach, just like drumstick fitness to, you know, music, you know. And she said afterwards, I said, hey, you know, just saying hello to her after class. And she said, you know, I wasn't going to come because, I mean, you know, I like this class, but really it's because you're nice and you know my name.
Whoa.
It's like, oh, that's, you know, this is way more than just a calorie burn or even having fun. It's community. And that's what we're built for. And sometimes we get to experience that joy and movement, even if it's not something that we love. Like we can find the joy in some component of it. So good. Knowing someone's name, it's about relationship, really, when we get down to a relationship with God, relationship with our bodies and how we experience him in that space. So okay, I think we could keep going, but we'll have to stop here. We can always do a part two if we need to. But Bree, where can people find you if they want to connect?
So I'm on Instagram with a lot of my stuff, and it's Bree Joy Wellness is the tag. And I also have a website that I have been using a little bit, but I do have some blogs, and you can find it at brianna-joy.com.
Okay.
And that's about it for now.
Yeah. Great. Well, thank you. And I know that your Instagram is full of joy. So if you need a little dose of fun, a little bit, like you said, like let loose, get a little bit wild, like in a spirit filled way, I think that your page definitely reflects that. So, so I love that. Okay. Can you have the honor of praying for our listeners before we go?
I would love to.
Thank you.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your love. Thank you for restoring us to your love by your love. And I just pray for all of the listeners right now, no matter what stage of life they're in or where they are right now, that you would pour out your blessing of belonging in their minds and their hearts. I pray that you would fill their lives with such renewal, that joy and peace are the undercurrent of their doing, their coming and their going. I pray that any way that the enemy is trying to sneak his lies in or distract from your goodness, it would just be canceled in Jesus' name. And we just ask you for this word of freedom in you, of belonging in you, to just be released to the listeners and beyond, God. Thank you that we get to be co-laborers with you, every single one of us, not just Casey and I, but the listeners here today. Just they have a story, and I pray that you would help them to unleash that and for your glory and the goodness of others. In your name, Jesus, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bree. Until next time, friends, may you rest in his grace and follow the joy. Hey, congrats! If you are hearing this, that means you've made it to the finish line. Give yourself a high five for me. Thank you for listening all the way through. I hope and pray this episode has blessed you so that you can more fully enjoy God, glorifying Him, and blessing others. If you want to talk about this episode with more Joyful Health friends, join our free Facebook community. Head to joyfulhealth.co/podcast and get connected with us there. Before you move on with your day, would you consider taking a moment with the Lord in prayer to process what you have heard in the podcast? Ask God what He is revealing to you about Himself and what you can do in response. And for all my regular listeners, thank you in advance for writing a review and sharing this podcast with someone else who is tired of the wellness rules and is ready to rest in God's grace and the Holy Spirit's power for their health. A big, giant thank you to all our podcast guests and to my husband, Maddox Schuler, for writing and recording our podcast music. It takes a village, and we are glad that you are a part of ours.